With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden wants to keep the audio of his special counsel interview private. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Earlier this year, special counsel Robert Hur said no criminal charges against Joe Biden were warranted in the classified documents case. But in his written report, he characterized the president as an elderly man with a poor memory. Now the White House wants to keep audio of that interview from getting in the hands of Congress. By exerting executive privilege, the president is blocking release of the audio, suggesting that portions of the interview could portray him in a negative light during an election year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As the Houston area works to clean up and restore power to thousands after deadly storms, it's going to do so with another problem lingering overhead, and that is a smog warning and high temperatures. 90-degree heat in the forecast today. Bob Orevec is lead forecaster with the National Weather Service and says this was a very fast-moving storm that caused all the damage.
Thunderstorms have moved pretty quickly across the Gulf Coast overnight and into the early morning hours. They're not as strong as they were earlier, and some of the strongest thunderstorms at the moment are actually off the Florida Panhandle coast.
Those storms hit overnight Thursday and caused severe damage to some high-rise buildings in Houston, actually blowing the windows out of some. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall says that many of the Chinese workers who've been crossing the border illegally under President Biden's open border policy are working on Chinese-controlled marijuana farms, just one part of what he says is a major criminal enterprise.
So this is big business. You know, hundreds of billions of dollars probably between the human trafficking and the drug trafficking. Even the fentanyl trafficking that the Mexican cartels are doing, the Chinese are in charge of the money laundering on the back side of that.
That is Republican Senator Marshall of Kansas. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. And this is SRN News. There's a new poll out that asks people of faith about their views on abortion.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the vast majority of those who adhere to some faith group think abortion should be legal all or most of the time. White evangelical Protestants are the only major religious cohort in which a majority opposes abortion, 72%. The poll reveals that even amongst black Protestants and Catholics of all ethnicities, large majorities support abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The spreading violence in Haiti is having another troubling side effect. An increasing interest in voodoo. Adherents are seeking solace and some protection from violent gangs that have killed, sexually assaulted, and kidnapped thousands in recent years. Amid the spiraling chaos, a growing number of Haitians are visiting voodoo priests. It's a religion that melds Catholicism with animist beliefs. This is SRN News. The U.S. Navy Strike Group's flagship aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, has left its Japanese home port.
The carrier is wrapping up nearly 9 years of deployment in the Indo-Pacific, where it served a key role in the U.S. effort to bolster defense ties with Japan and other partners in the region. The departure of the USS Ronald Reagan on Thursday saw family members and friends of the crew waving the vessel off in speeches by officers and the U.S. ambassador. It comes at a time of growing tension in the face of increasingly assertive China in the Indo-Pacific. The carrier will be replaced later this year by the USS George Washington. Keith Peters reporting.
A mayoral candidate and five other people have been killed in a shooting at a campaign rally in the violence-racked southern Mexico state of Chiapas. The mass shooting took place in the rural town of La Concordia, Chiapas, the area near the Guatemalan border, a major smuggling route. More details at srnnews.com.